A massive stockpile of toxic waste just north of Melbourne's CBD is under 24-hour guard, while an investigation is underway to identify and manage all of the chemicals. The Environmental Protection Authority Victoria says the waste is contained and there's no immediate risk to the community, but it's monitoring the air quality as a precaution. Connie Agius filed this report.
Investigators from the Environmental Protection Authority visited seven sites in Epping and Campbellfield, just north of Melbourne's CBD, after receiving several leads. Acting CEO Damien Wells says they were shocked at what they discovered at the warehouses.
Put the big roller doors up on these facilities, and it's wall-to-wall 1,000-litre IBCs, the plastic containers to store chemicals. There's also some steel 205-litre drums and plastic 205-litre drums as well. These sites are not permitted and licensed to store these chemicals. They shouldn't be there. And so it's a very technically challenging exercise to safely have people get in and undertake and develop an inventory. What are these chemicals? And that will inform the process for a safe and staged removal.
He says there is no immediate risk to the community, but there are precautions in place.
We are monitoring air quality. We have also, in conjunction with the fire agencies, we've had the power cut from the site, so that's obviously trying to ensure there's risk reduction in terms of potential ignition sources, and work around that has been ongoing across the weekend and will continue.
EPA Victoria says it's trying to avoid an industrial fire similar to the one last year in the suburb of Footscray that resulted in toxic fumes and contaminated waterways.
Following a very significant fire event in West Footscray in Melbourne, there was a significant investigation work undertaken by EPA to follow up a range of leads for potentially illegally stored chemicals. Those leads have led us to inspect these seven sites on Friday. There's a full tracking system from cradle to grave for hazardous waste material, and these materials have been detected by effectively they're participating outside that scheme, which is of great concern to us. So they're flouting those laws. So people are avoiding obligations, they're avoiding appropriate storage and disposal costs.
Is it just about reducing costs?
We'll have to let our investigation run, but I think Connie, fair to say that if you've got a very significant warehouse fire event that happened in West Footscray and you follow it up leads with seven warehouses full to the brim of chemicals that shouldn't be there, this is not an accidental non-compliance. This is quite organised activity.
The acting CEO of EPA Victoria, Damien Wells, speaking with Connie Agius.